Rigoletto by Giuseppe Verdi. How on earth, you might ask, could a tune like that, beloved by pasta makers the world over, get its composer, the great Giuseppe Verdi, into trouble with the censors? Well, the fact of the matter is that almost everything Verdi did for the first half of his great career got him into trouble with the censors. But then Verdi's career, spanning most of the 19th century, parallels the history of the birth of a nation. When Verdi was born in 1813, Italy was a jumble of states, ruled with varying degrees of repression by overlords as varied as the bombastic Bourbon kings of Naples, the sovereign pontiff, absolute ruler of the Roman Catholic Church and of the Papal States, and the Austrian Habsburgs, who dominated and occupied much of the north of the country. When he died in 1901, revered as a statesman and adored as a composer, Italy was a united country. The Bourbons had been sent packing, the Papal States shrunk to a Roman suburb, and the Austrians sent back to where they belonged, Austria. This immense struggle for unification, called the Risorgimento, was led politically by Cavour and Mazzini. The military genius behind it was Garibaldi, and Verdi supplied the musical scores. In one sense, you could argue that Verdi suffered...